My first guest on today's show is a good friend of mine. He's an entrepreneur, he's a groundbreaker, and a bit of a visionary. Darren Barber is a part of the team from the Hospo Group. Now, the Hospo Group are behind successful bars like Three Wolves, Flamingos. They've got incredible micro distillery, Wolf Lane. They've got a couple of other businesses as well. Darren, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Gavin.
Now, just quickly, tell me about your Cairns story. You weren't born and raised here, but tell me, how did you make it to Cairns? Why did you decide to come to Cairns?
Yeah, well, I moved to Cairns in 2014. I've been coming up here for the last 10 years for holidays. My wife is originally, she was born in Sydney, but spent her childhood up here. And we sold a business in Sydney and just wanted to get out of the rat race. So we decided Cairns was a perfect place to move.
Nice. And hopefully there are more people like you guys. You think about what's happening in those capital cities. We've talked last week's show, in fact, about trying to attract those people north. So, you know, you and Jackie there are a great example of what's possible. You've got a whole bunch of businesses. You've got a bit of an empire, in fact, and not just in Cairns. You've got a number of bars. You've got a pub and a brewery in New South Wales as well. Talk to me a little bit about red tape. It's the bane of every business owner's existence. I think it really strangles entrepreneurial spirit, and there's so many levels of government that you have to deal with. And I think particularly in your industry, in hospitality and bars, you've got this whole other range of restrictions and regulations that you need to abide by. Can you just give us a bit of a rundown or an overview of some of the struggles that you've faced over the years in your businesses?
Yeah, well, obviously the main one is council approvals is always a tricky one. Unfortunately, with council, we're kind of blanketed, small businesses blanketed with big business, and it's the same application process regardless. So that's obviously the biggest challenge. And the timeframes that council take is a big one.
And it's amazing, isn't it, where you've got council and levels of government talking about they want entrepreneurs, they want new businesses to start, they want businesses to employ people more so now than ever, and yet they make it so difficult. What are there any sort of specific examples? I know we have spoken recently about you've got a potential new project, a small sort of neighbourhood bar, very exciting. Talk to me about some of the challenges there. Of course, it's not open yet, but where are you at with that project?
Yes, obviously it's a little localhood neighbourhood bar, and we've had to actually rezone the whole building, not just the place that we're leasing. So we had to rezone the whole thing, which goes into a full code accessible DA. So it goes to public notice board, and just time frames, you know, it can take up to 3 to 6 months just to get approval on that, which obviously we have to pay rent and holding costs on that as well. So
this is so frustrating, because we're not talking about, you're not opening a backpacker nightclub in the suburbs. You're not opening some crazy, massive, big booze den. You're opening a very boutique, very upmarket, very small wine bar, effectively, which this area, it's Eraglen, Stratford?
Stratford, yeah.
Stratford. So, you know, that type of suburb doesn't have many of those options as it is, and people want to be able to dine out and to drink closer to home rather than coming into the CBD, for example. And so it's absolutely needed. It's again, like you've done with Three Wolves and Wolf Lane Distillery, it's really kind of lifting the standard of what's on offer in Cairns. And yet it takes up to 6 months to get approved. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And unfortunately, it's not local council's fault, but it just needs, like, the whole council system, I believe, needs a reform and have like a staggered tier system, you know, for approvals of small business to make it easier and cheaper. The costs, you know, the cost to just to apply for these council applications are quite large.
Well, that's right. And the longer it takes, of course, the costs mount up. And I'm assuming there are legal fees. You're spending a whole bunch of your time trying to get this approval through when you could be spending it on actually opening and running the business.
Yeah, that's right. The money could be spent on opening the business, and also spending more money on the fit out and actually opening a better business than...
And employing people.
And employing more people,
which
correct.
Which is what, of course, yep. We need at this point in time. What about, now you probably have to be a little bit more careful than what I have to, because I don't own a bar, but I've heard in recent times during COVID with liquor licensing or the COVID inspectors, wherever they're from, particularly at a state level, where they're doing these really over-the-top inspections. You know, I heard of a bar, I think on the Esplanade, that on the first weekend that some of these restrictions came in, where, you know, you might have had 10 people or 20 people, whatever it was, a few months ago, and they were visited something like 3 or 4 times in that opening weekend. And yet, I think it was the weekend before, we've got these mass protests where you've got thousands of people clearly flouting these regulations. So on the one, and no one was fined there. And so you've got thousands of people breaking the rules one weekend, and then a business trying to get back on its feet, having been closed for a couple of months, is being, you know, this kind of crazy over-the-top policing of being visited 3 or 4 times. No, we know that fines have been handed out. When businesses are trying to do the right thing, they are trying to get back on their feet, they are spending, I don't know how much money you've spent on your venues, all of these compliance. I mean, you know, where's the common sense?
Yeah, I suppose that's a really tricky one. I mean, we've done the best we can to comply, and we personally have had no issues with liquor licensing. We do get visited all the time, but, you know, we have complied with everyone, and generally our clientele is quite respectful of all that as well. So that's been good for us. I mean, it is a tricky one. I suppose the local authorities, you know, are being guided by a state government.
That's right.
And a national government level. But it is definitely challenging for a small business where we are opening with a lesser capacity at the moment, but having to to put on more staff just to enforce these rules. It is a tricky one, yeah.
And it's not, again, I think some officers overstep the line and, you know, they take their newfound responsibilities a little bit too seriously. But you're right, they're working within a system. And so it's not directly the fault of those officers. It's sort of the policymakers, if you like. And often policymakers or bureaucrats who are completely unaccountable to the public. This is the other thing, where so many of these decisions that impact your business, impact the way that we live, they're made by bureaucrats who are completely unaccountable. They don't face voters the way that politicians do. If you sort of cast your mind post-COVID to whenever we get to that point, let's assume that, you know, in the next 12 months or so, hopefully there's a vaccine and it's widely distributed and things start to really get back to normal, whatever that looks like. What are some of the ideas or the projects or the initiatives in your view that Cairns could and should adopt to really take us to the next level? It's almost like our city's got great potential. It's what I loved about Cairns when I first moved here. You know, and I'm sure you as well. You can see that potential. You know, we're on the gateway to Asia. We're beautiful. We've got a beautiful lifestyle, but we're just not quite capitalising on our opportunity. What are some of those ideas that you'd like to see once things start getting back to normal for Cairns?
Yeah, I think we have some like great outdoor venues here. We have some, great indoor venues as well. I think bringing more music festivals up here, more farmers market style things like you get in Byron Bay, all that kind of stuff. We have the same kind of environment as they do down there. I think a lot of like venues working together as well. So we're recently just about to do a Laneway Gin Festival, which we're working with all the other distillers in the area, breweries. We want to involve other local venues as well. So I think it's about collaboration as well. Mm. To create a better atmosphere. I mean, obviously, too, you know, council being a bit lenient possibly on some of these festivals to allow them to happen is a big one as well. But we also need the support from the local community as well. They have to support the events. They have to turn up to them. Otherwise, they just don't continue to go.
Mm. And they're not cheap to put on. So,
no.
Darren, thanks so much for really all that you do for Cairns. You may not realise it, but I think the venues and the bars that you and the team, you and Sam in particular, have brought to Cairns really lift the standard for this city. Three Wolves was obviously the first and I think still the best small bar in Cairns. So thanks for everything that you do for Cairns. Thanks for being in the studio and have a great weekend.
No worries. Thanks for having us, Gavin.